Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Tony Bruschi, thanks for joining us. We're up to segment number 5 in our continuing coverage of the trial of Alex Murdaugh, day number 20, here on the 22nd of February of 2023. Let's go to the courtroom.
Your Honor, I would offer, it's been marked as defendants 158 into evidence. So I'm going to go through this. No, don't zoom the screen. So we're looking at just a very short period of time, right? Can you describe the time period we're looking at?
Yes, this is on June 7th, from 8:49 p.m. until 9:07 p.m.
All right, so we're going to go through here and just see exactly what was happening with her phone on that time. So it's the next slide, please. What's happening here?
At 8:49:26.
You can pull the mic closer, please.
Sorry. At 8:49:26, that's the last text message that was read by Maggie. It was indicated read on the device.
Next.
At 8:49:28, the backlight goes off.
And what does that mean?
That means that
The screen's
dark. Yeah, sorry.
And next.
At 8:49:31, the phone locks and it remains locked until it's recovered by law enforcement the next day.
Next.
At 8:53:08, the backlight comes back on. The phone's illuminated.
And next.
And 8:53:12, orientation to portrait starts.
Next.
At 8:53:15, that's when the phone began logging the 59 steps.
Next.
And
it's on the screen. And
yep, sorry. And at 8:53:20, there's Siri usage. This was indicated in the Knowledge C database, and that can be done by squeezing the side button, holding on to it for a short period of time, and Siri activates at that point.
Okay, so this is a user interface, you know.
Yes. It actually shows up as Siri UI, so it's a Siri user interface.
Next.
At 8:53:24, the orientation to portrait completes.
Next.
At 8:53:28, the backlight goes off again, so the phone's dark.
Next.
At 8:53:32, the backlight comes back on the phone and illuminates.
Next.
At 8:53:44, the backlight goes off again.
Do you have any opinion about why it just popped on and off like that?
I mean, there were no indications in the Knowledge C database that any notifications came in or anything of that nature. The only thing I could think would be that the phone were jostled or lifted or somehow the light came on.
And next.
At 8:54:32, the backlight comes on.
Next.
At 8:54:34, there's an entry in the Knowledge C database about the camera usage, camera starts. So in that, there are, in that database, and if you don't mind, I'll kind of expand on this. In that database, the Knowledge C database is comprised of tables and rows and columns. And in that database, on that specific item where the camera was, there is another column that is called the Z-structured metadata. And so if I follow the camera under the value string there indicating that the camera was activated. If I follow that line all the way across to where that structured metadata is in that table, I'll get a PK number, a primary key number. That number was 571. In the Knowledge Seed database, there's another table within the Knowledge Seed database called Z Structured Metadata. So if I go to that table, because I found that number under the Z Structured Metadata column, if I go to that specific table in the database and look for that primary key 571, and I scroll all the way out to the end, I'll see a description of what that 571 is. And in that case, it was com.apple.springboard.lockscreen.scroll, which would indicate that it was a camera function on the lock screen, and that when you press that button in the bottom right corner of the phone, it has the little camera indication, it'll scroll over to a camera, or you can swipe over from the left and then it indicates that there's a camera there.
So was this some sort of attempt by the phone on its own at Face ID?
It didn't indicate that it was a Face ID at all. It indicated that it was a camera.
And by indicated cameras, did it indicate that someone was a person using the phone activated the camera?
Yes.
Okay. Next.
At 8:54 and 35 seconds, the camera use ends.
Okay. And keeping in mind the time stamp, go to the next slide.
At 8:54 and 40 seconds, the orientation to landscape starts.
Okay. And so how long was that since the camera usage?
About 5 seconds since it ended.
Next slide.
And then at 8:54 and 44 seconds, the orientation to landscape ends.
And next?
At 8:55 and 4 seconds, the backlight turns off and the orientation to portrait starts.
Now, a lot's happening on this one. What's happening
yep.
here?
So right here, the phone was previously in landscape mode, and it settled in at that landscape mode at 8:44 seconds. The backlight went off at 8:55 and 4 seconds. At that same time, the orientation of portrait starts. And that's this is indicative of what I was talking about earlier. When you rotate the phone while it's in, the screen's not lit, and then the screen comes on and the orientation changes once the screen pops on. It'll flip over to wherever camera or wherever the phone is turned to. At this time, the portrait ends at that time, and the orientation to the landscape starts at that time. So that's exactly what I was talking about. And then the phone stops logging those 59 steps at that time as well.
I'm going to kind of emphasize this. Could we go back 4 slides? All right. So when the camera use ends here, 8:54:35, going forward, one slide, we have an orientation change.
That's correct, to the landscape starts, yes. Orientation to the landscape ends at 44 seconds after.
And then the next slide. So now that the screen has gone off, how long has it been since the camera use?
Let me go back in my. So it's 8:55 and 04 since the camera use. The camera use ended at 8:54 and 35, and then the backlight goes off at 8:55 and 4 seconds. So, what is that, a minute?
Is that 29 seconds?
I mean, hang on, sorry. Yeah, it's 29. I apologize. My math was terrible, wasn't it? Yes.
And then going forward, so what we had in that 29 seconds was an orientation change, and then the screen goes off.
Right, that's correct. Where are we going with it now? I just split the slide on me.
All right, so let's go back to the slide that's timestamped 8:55:32. This is where we left
That's
off.
That's where we left off, yes. So here the backlight's on, the orientation of portrait ends, and then the orientation to landscape starts immediately when the light, the backlight comes back up on the phone. And then the phone stops logging those 59 steps at that time as well.
And the next slide, 4 seconds later.
4 seconds later, the backlight's back off again.
Okay. Now we'll go kind of quickly here. The next slide comes on.
9:03, the backlight's on. At 9:04 and 9:23, we have a missed call from Alex that starts. At 9:04 and 9:23, the backlight goes off.
But now let's go back to the previous slide.
One more.
The backlight went off at the exact same time that a call came in from Alex Murdoch.
That's correct, yes.
And now the next slide.
And then we have a missed call from Alex
That's the call we just saw, right, ending.
Yes.
Do you have an opinion on why the screen light would go off pretty much right when a call comes in?
The only thing that I could figure is when the phone came in, the call came in, that the person hit the side button to turn it off and then put it down or flip the phone over.
Do you know of anything on the phone that would cause the screen to go off right when a call comes in and stay off during the call that does not involve human interaction with the phone?
No, I don't.
I go to the next slide.
9:05 and 44 seconds, the backlight comes back on. And at 9:06 and 12 seconds, orientation change to portrait begins.
Okay. And the next one, and we'll stop on that.
At 9:06 and 14 seconds, there's an incoming call from Alex that starts at that time.
And then the next one.
And then the incoming call from Alex ends at 9:06 and 18 seconds.
And the next slide.
And then we have an orientation change to portrait ends at 9:06 and 20 seconds.
And stopping here, that call we just saw coming in from Alex, that was sandwiched within this orientation change.
That's correct, yes. It was in between them.
And next slide.
At 9:06:52, we have another incoming call from Alex that starts.
And the next one.
And then it ends, the incoming call from Alex ends at 9:06:59.
Now the last slide.
At 9:07, the backlight goes off and it remains off until 9:31 and 44 seconds.
Okay. And do you know from your review of the GM GPS data where the Alec Murdaugh Suburban was at 9:07?
Yes, at 9:07. He was, traveling from the house, or from his home to the house in, I forget the name of the city.
Precisely at 9:07, where was he at that moment?
The 9:07 would be the driveway, I believe.
Right, the driveway.
Yes.
And Maggie's phone, the screen did not come on again until 9:31?
That's correct.
And just one more time, how much motion does it take to turn the screen?
Very little. I mean, just the slightest lift of the phone turns the screen on.
Thank you, court's indulgence. Please answer any questions from the state. I have no further questions.
All right, thank you.
And before
that, don't forget your phone.
Conrad,
please go. Mr. Sturgis, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Conrad. I'm well, thank you.
I believe at the beginning of your testimony, you testified that you felt that likely there was some location data stored on Maggie's phone from June 7th that potentially was overwritten. Did I understand that correctly?
I said that there was data that was on the phone from June 8th, mm-hmm. and that corrections, June 9th, and that data likely could have been on there had it been preserved properly.
And explain to the jury just real quick, how does an iPhone store that GPS information? In generic terms, and then if I need to get more specific, I will.
Sure. So the iPhone keeps that data, and it uses the GPS location, the GPS satellite, triangulates with the GPS satellites, and it stores that data.
All right. And does it store it in a sort of cache?
It does.
All right.
It is a cache.
And when it comes to iOS, as opposed to, say, a standard hard drive, iOS keeps certain databases caches fairly limited, correct?
And
it doesn't
correct.
Allow them to access the entire memory available on a device at any given point, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And do you know, or at least in your training or your investigation, have you been able to determine just how big a typical cache is, at least would have been for Maggie's phone during this time?
No, I didn't research that. No.
Okay.
No, I didn't research that, no.
Okay, so you don't know how long Maggie's phone would have potentially stored GPS information at this during 2021, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
No.
All right. And just so I understand correctly, you agree that a iPhone will not record an orientation change if the screen is off, correct?
That's correct. Yes.
All right. So I believe Mr. Barber handed you his phone to kind of demonstrate this lift to weight thing, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And do you know what model iPhone Mr. Barber has? Did you look at it?
I don't know exactly which iPhone he has.
Okay. And do you know what version of iOS is on Mr. Barber's phone?
I do not know.
And Apple updates its iOS fairly frequently, correct?
They do, yes.
Do you know, at least, we don't know what's on Mr. Barber's phone, but do you know what the current release version is today?
It's 16 point something.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know in your review of Maggie's phone, what version was on Maggie's phone on June 7th of 2021?
I believe that was 14 point something. I think it was 14.6, if I'm not mistaken. It was somewhere in the 14 range.
Are you aware that in some of these iOS updates, some of these sensitivities and some of these settings can change, correct?
Depending on bug fixes and things, yes.
And are you aware of a change that occurred in iOS 15 that changed how iPhones record orientation changes or when they record orientation changes?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Okay. Okay. Can we go back to the PowerPoint. What exhibit was that? I believe it was it 155? Were there two? I just was aware of one. You 158? For this witness. This doesn't have slide number, so bear with me. But first of all, before we talk about Maggie real quick, you did review Paul's phone to a certain degree, correct?
To a certain extent, yes.
All right. And do you recall from your review of Paul's phone when the last time his phone was unlocked on June 7th of 2021?
I don't recall, no. I'm sorry.
And we can find the state's exhibit if we need to, but would you disagree if I told you it was 8:49 p.m. or shortly thereafter?
If that's what's in the state's exhibit, I don't disagree with that.
Okay. And I believe one of your first slides here is that Maggie's phone locked. Let's see. Go to 1, 2, 3 slides. One more. All right. Back one. I'm sorry. 8:49:31. And in your review, Maggie's phone found that her phone was locked at 8:49:31. correct?
That's correct, yes.
And it was not unlocked until when? The next day?
The next day, that's correct.
All right, and that's when it was recovered by law enforcement?
By law enforcement, yes, sir.
Okay. And did you review Alex's, you said you reviewed Alex's phone to a certain degree too. I think you said the steps, right?
The steps, yes.
And in your review, did you find any steps on his phone between 8:09 and 9:02 p.m.?
Let me go back and take a look at that. p.m.
Correct.
No, I don't recall seeing that. I'm seeing the stuff from the knowledge C here.
Okay. All right. But Maggie's phone's locked at 8:49:31, and it does not unlock till the next day, correct?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Paul's locks for the last time around the same time, correct?
That's correct, yes, sir.
And Paul's phone, in your review, do you recall what time the battery died on his phone?
I don't recall, no, sir.
Would you dispute me if I said, and we can find exhibits if we need to, his phone shut down at about 10:34 p.m.?
If that's what's in the report, I don't dispute it, no, sir.
All right. And would you agree with me if I said that Paul's phone locking at 8:49 and remaining on until 10:34, first of all, that's about, an hour and a half or so?
That's correct, yes.
And do you know his battery state when his phone locked at 8:49 p.m.?
It was in low power mode.
So it was less than 10%, 2%, something like that?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And would you agree with me when the fact that his phone remained on until 10:34 would be indicative that it wasn't really handled at all, much at all, or used at all?
Yes.
Okay. And did you find any other evidence of any usage on Paul's phone after 8:49 that you can recall?
No, I didn't.
Okay. And when I say use, just so it's clear between us, I mean either answering a call, making a call, reading a text, sending a text, orientation change.
And no user interaction with it.
All right. And so let's talk a little bit about the orientation change for a minute. So would you agree that the most likely reason for an orientation change is human interaction, meaning a human's using the phone?
Yes.
All right. Are there any other possible explanations when you see an orientation change, or any other explanations that you, in your opinion, that could explain an orientation change?
Only if a phone, you know, was in one position, lit up, fell off, and landed in another position.
Okay.
But no.
And when you see a series of orientation changes, 30 seconds or a minute between each orientation change, it'd be difficult to explain that by a phone just kept falling on its own, correct?
Repeat the question, I'm sorry.
If you see a series of three orientation changes, just speaking hypothetically for a moment, if you see a series of three orientation changes, say 30 seconds separate them or thereabouts, or a minute separate them, could you explain that? Would it be very likely that a series of falls caused those orientation changes?
It depends on how many falls it was making, but being jostled around in a pocket and the light on, being turned, if it's in a person's hand and being turned back and forth, then that would be the only thing I could indicate with an orientation change.
Okay. All right. Can we pull that slideshow back up, please? Let's see. All right, let's go forward. 1, 2. Okay, 8:53:15. There you go. And this is when Maggie's phone starts showing some steps, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And you would agree that the most likely explanation for this is the phone is moving in some manner, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And those accelerometers are recording, or the bounces are jostling, that would most likely be explained by steps, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Now, you can't tell us who's carrying that phone at this time, can you?
No.
All right, next slide. All right, and so at this 8:53:20, you say there's some Siri usage and a squeezing of the side button. And let's just, is that the only explanation of why you'd see the Siri pop up on a phone, is the squeezing the side button, or are there other possibilities?
There's another possibility of her saying, "Hey Siri," and then that happens because it's a Siri user interface.
Okay, so there could be another explanation, but it's most likely someone squeezing a side button saying,
could be the
hey,
side
Siri.
Button saying, hey, Siri, but it's a user interface with it.
Okay. All right. Go to eight. Next slide, please. Actually, let's go to 85434, please. Should be one more. There we go. All right, and here you say the camera gets activated, correct?
That's correct.
And you think the most likely explanation is somebody swiped the camera symbol on a locked phone, correct?
Right, either swipe the camera or touch the bottom button because it's coming from the springboard lock screen.
Okay, we say bottom button. Which button?
If you're looking at an iPhone and my most recent iOS, I think it's 16 point something, in the bottom right corner, there's a button that you can touch and hold and the camera comes on. But when that happens, it comes over from the left and the camera scrolls over.
Okay. And then next slide. And then 85435, this is 1 second later, the camera use ends, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And so, in your opinion, based off the fact that that was used for a total 1 second, do you think that was someone intending to actually use the camera and take a picture?
I wouldn't know, but I wouldn't think so. I mean, that's just a...
But the camera's only open for a second, correct?
Right. They couldn't have taken a picture in a second.
All right. All right, 85532. Okay. And we see the orientation change here at 85532. Next slide. And the backlight goes off at 85536, correct?
That's correct, yes, sir.
We'll go to the next slide. And the backlight's back on 90352. So that's roughly, how long is that? 8 minutes? I don't know if I'm going to make you do math, but...
yeah, about that, yes.
And so the screen's off for that 8 minutes, correct?
That's correct.
And so would you agree with me? It does seem likely someone's handling that phone between, Maggie's phone, between 853 and 855, correct?
Yes.
All right. We see orientation changes. We see the potential button being pushed. Someone's got that phone in their hand, correct?
That's correct.
You can't tell us who, correct?
No, I can't.
All right. And then at 855:32... we see kind of an 8 minute gap in activity, correct? Between 8:55 and 9:03, correct?
Yes.
Almost as if somebody put that phone down.
Yes, that's a possibility.
Whoever had it, correct?
Correct.
And you can't tell us where they put that phone down, right?
No, sir, I can't.
Could they put it in a vehicle?
That's very possible, I don't know.
A golf cart?
I don't know.
Okay, let's go to 9:04:23. Yep. All right. And we see this incoming call from Alex. You said the screen turns off almost immediately, correct?
That's correct, yes.
In your opinion, you think somebody actually hit the button to turn
somebody
the screen
shut
off,
the screen
correct?
Off, yes.
Okay. But the screen comes back on at 9:05:44, if we can go to that slide, correct?
Yes. Okay.
And then 9:06:12, we see an orientation change, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And 2 seconds later, we see what? Next slide, please. What is this?
That's an incoming call from Alex.
Okay. 2 seconds after the orientation change starts, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. And then go to 9:07. Okay. And the screen goes off at 9:07, correct?
That's correct.
All right. And stays off for, 23 minutes?
Yes.
And you just testified with Mr. Barber that Alex's car was sitting just outside his house, correct?
That's according to the documents that I reviewed.
And I don't know if you have this information in front of you, but did you determine when that GPS data shows his vehicle start to move?
Yes, it...
After 907.
Oh, after 907?
Well, first of all, is this vehicle stationary at 907?
No, it's in the driveway at 907, but it's at starts at the house at 906 and 52 seconds p.m.
When do you start to see motion? Or do you
906 and 52 seconds is where I start to see the motion there.
Okay. And 8 seconds later is when Maggie's screen turns off?
Yes.
For 23 minutes?
Yes.
And you agree that a phone, iPhone, at least with version 14.6, when the screen's off, it will not record an orientation change, correct?
That's correct.
And you agree with me that you don't know a version of iOS that Mr. Barber had on his phone that you just did some demonstration?
That's correct.
Did you conduct any tests with the phone with 14.6 to see what movement can cause it to, or what can cause that phone to screen to come on?
I don't have any 14.6 phones.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Conrad.
Okay, Mr. Sturgis, you were asked about iOS version 15 and a change in orientation behavior. Is the raise to wake feature something distinct from orientation behavior?
No, the raised awake is a separate from orientation behavior. Raised awake's a separate application within.
Is raised awake the feature that causes the phone to come on with slight movement?
Yes.
Do you have any reason to believe that the raised awake feature that you've already testified was active on Maggie Murdoch's phone works any different than any iPhone today?
I have no evidence to prove that, no.
And again, you can refer to your notes. When Alec Murdoch's SUV passed the location where Maggie Murdoch's phone was recovered, the side of the road, was the screen off?
The screen was off, yes.
It was off as he approached it?
Yes.
And again, how much movement does it take to turn the screen on?
Very little movement.
And this is a separate issue from orientation changes?
That's correct.
But we're talking about, are we talking about movement activating the screen?
That's correct, yes.
Are we talking about the screen being sideways or up?
No, we're not talking about the orientation. We're talking about the actual raised awake function on the phone.
The camera usage, and in fact, no picture was taken that you're aware of.
Right, that's correct. I didn't see any photographs there for that time.
But is it your opinion? What is your opinion about whether someone deliberately activated that camera?
I mean, they could have. They could have been an accident. I don't know. I don't know what the person could have been doing, but it was a user interaction with the device.
And there was talk about phones falling to change orientation. Can a phone change orientation without actually falling?
No, I mean, there has to be some type of movement for the phone from portrait to landscape.
Right, but you don't have to drop the phone?
No.
So
if it's sitting upright, I mean, if it's sitting on its side, I can flip it this way and the orientation changes.
If somebody's running with the phone, can it change orientation?
Yes. Those are user events that can cause that.
Can we pull up what's been previously admitted as Defense Exhibit 45? This is, as I just said, previously admitted. Do you recognize this as GPS data in a cache database?
This looks like a cache for the ZRT cell location database, yes.
And what's the timestamp for the first entry?
It's 6/9/21 at 2:51 and 21 seconds p.m.
In your opinion, would it be fair to say that if this phone had been extracted or put in a Faraday bag a couple of days earlier, we would have GPS data from 6/7?
In my opinion, it's likely that we could.
Could we pull up the step data exhibit?
Sorry?
The Apple step data exhibit. Okay, we previously talked about this, Alec Murdaugh's steps. Between entries 27 and 28, you see those time periods? Just want to remember that and go to the next page. Here we have Maggie's steps. Are there any steps, periods of steps that correspond between Maggie Murdaugh and Alec Murdaugh?
No, I don't see any.
So there's no period where both phones are stepping at this in the same period?
No.
Okay. And if we stay on this one, if we look at entries 5 and 6, the distance is almost identical, 31 meters.
Yes, it is.
Are the steps different?
The steps are different.
Is that a significant difference?
Not a significant difference for the 5 and 6, no.
So 59 versus 43, so is that 16? It took 16 more steps to go the same distance?
Yes.
So does that indicate shorter steps?
Shorter steps, yes.
Okay, just the final question is to emphasize here. You can't tell us what a phone would do tossed out a window. That's not your expertise.
No, I can't.
But you can tell us how much motion it takes to turn on the screen.
Yes, very little motion.
And you've demonstrated that.
Several times, yes.
And that feature of the iPhone was active on her phone.
Yes.
And it is totally separate from orientation behavior.
That's correct, it is.
No further questions.
Anything further?
Just a couple things, Your Honor. You said you reviewed Paul's phone. Did you review the video that's been called the Kindle video in this case?
Yes, I have seen the video.
And did you have any information that would lead you to disagree that video was recorded at 8:44, about 55 seconds on the night of June 7th?
No, I don't have anything.
And the location data, would you agree the location data for that video was recorded at the kennels on the Murdaugh property of Moselle?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ms. Barber was talking to you about steps data. Just so it's clear to the jury, and I'm going to speak in hypotheticals here for a second, but if you see the iPhone records steps over an interval of about 5 minutes, for example. It records a certain number of steps over that 5 minutes.
Okay.
Does that mean, is that phone trying to tell you that someone's uniformly walking at an exact pace that keeps them moving over that entire 5 minutes?
No, not necessarily.
Okay. They could stop at some point in the middle of that, correct?
That's correct, yes. Right.
And so they could stop and pick something up in the middle of a period showing steps, correct?
That's correct. It's just the steps between those two times.
All right. So you can't testify, you can't tell us if between, pull up the steps exhibit real quick. Next slide. All right. And looking at entry 28 on Alex's phone.
Entry what, I'm sorry?
28.
28?
Yep.
Okay.
And between 902 and 906, we see, 283 steps, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
All right. And you can't tell us if his phone stopped at any point between those.
No.
What's that, roughly 4 minutes or a little over 4 minutes?
No, just 283 steps between those two times.
So he could have walked 200 of those steps in the first 2 minutes and then only walked, slowed down for the rest of the 2 minutes, correct? Or it could have been vice versa.
Yes.
Or he could have stopped for an entire minute somewhere in there. You can't tell us any different, correct?
It'd be unlikely to stop for an entire minute. I think you stop for that long a period of time a new entry would be made. But
do you know, is there a cutoff for iOS that would?
I think that just based off of what I'm seeing here, I mean, for instance, entry 29 and 30, you have about a 3 minute gap there.
So maybe if he stopped for a minute, it would have started a new entry?
It could have.
But if he had stopped for a shorter period of time, it wouldn't necessarily have, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right. And finally, Mr. Barber has asked you about distance, and I think I want to make sure I understood you correctly. I think you testified that you would consider the actual steps count to be more accurate than the distance.
Is that correct? I would, yes.
Have you found any research or studies that has measured or the accuracy of steps or distance in iOS devices?
I have, yeah. And for instance, I've had cases where the step count and the GPS data is different sometimes.
Okay. Yes. And in your opinion, the steps count is probably more the most accurate?
In my opinion, yeah, the steps count is more accurate.
Okay.
You may step down. And ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today. We resume at 9:30 tomorrow. Please do not discuss the case.
That wraps up segment number 5 in our continuing coverage of the trial of Alec Murtaugh. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of the updates on this case as we bring them to you. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.